Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the central theme of today's readings, the importance of hospitality in Christian life and the necessity of listening to God before acting. Today's first reading describes how Abraham and Sarah's hospitality to angels in the appearance of strangers was rewarded by God, who blessed them with a son in their old age. In the second reading, Paul declares that he was commissioned by God to minister to the church as the revealer of the mystery of salvation and the preacher of the word in its fullness. He invites believers to open their minds and hearts and to show their hospitality to the mystery of Christ, which he preaches, and also to cultivate that quality of hospitality which welcomes all to Christ. The gospel passage describes how Martha, a true child of Abraham, wanted to extend the traditional generous hospitality of her people to Jesus, the true Messiah, by preparing an elaborate meal for him, while her sister Mary spent her time in talking to him and listening to him. Presenting Martha as a dynamo of action and Mary as a true listener to the word of God, today's gospel invites us to serve others with Martha's diligence after recharging our spiritual batteries every day by prayer, listening to God, and talking to God as Mary did. Once, an agitated woman tried many times to contact her pastor, only to discover that it was his day off. She made contact with him the next day and scolded him severely. "Father, I needed you yesterday," she said, "and you were not there for me. You have let me down. I cannot believe you would take a day off when so many people like me need you." Then she said, "The devil never takes a day off." The minister, a little irritated and with a little humor, responded, "Dear lady, and if I didn't take a day off, I would be just like devil, wouldn't I?" Dear friends, we all need spiritual energy to do our daily works. Blessed Mother Teresa says, "I know I would not be able to work 1 week if it were not for that continual force coming from Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament during my holy hour of adoration." The life messages that we are invited to learn are, firstly, we need to recharge our spiritual batteries. We should put aside the work we do for the Lord in serving others and just spend some time being with him, talking to him, and listening to him, fully aware of his holy presence in our lives. We may also recharge our spiritual energy by means of our personal and family prayers, our meditative reading of the Bible, and our participation in the celebration of Holy Mass. Secondly, We need listening Mary's and serving Martha's. Martha has become a symbol of action-oriented, responsible people who get the job done. Our world and our parish churches need such dynamic and generous men and women, boys and girls. We need them to sing in the choir, to help in the church, to teach the catechism, to visit the sick and the shut-ins, and to serve in all other ministries of the parish community. Thirdly, we need to be good listeners like Mary at home and in the workplace. Active and busy as we are, we have to find time every day to listen to God, to our spouse, kids, as well as neighbors. Listening and quiet caring are essential for the success of married life, of family life, and of the rearing of children with love, affection, and a sense of discipline. Human love begins at home, and it begins with listening. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.